Hey there, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
You know, a healthy smile, it really can make all the difference.
Oh, absolutely.
But finding the right dental practice, it can feel like, well,
Like pulling teeth.
right. You took the words right out of my mouth. But you, my friend, you get it. You're clearly invested in your well-being.
That I am.
And today we're diving into the world of Orlando Dental Center. This isn't just your run-of-the-mill cleaning every 6 months situation.
Oh, sounds intriguing already.
This is about a practice that really seems to put the patient experience front and center.
You know, I am seeing that emphasis on patient experience more and more these days, and frankly, it's refreshing.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Historically, dentistry hasn't always been known for, you know,
For being warm and fuzzy.
exactly.
Yeah, I think we've all had those dental visits that were, let's just say, less than relaxing.
You're telling me.
But Orlando Dental Center, they seem to be doing things a bit differently. They talk about creating a welcoming, family-like environment.
Now, that's a novel concept.
It's almost like they actually want you to, dare I say, enjoy your visit.
It's smart, really, because you can have all the latest gadgets and gizmos in the world, but if the patient feels anxious,
I
unheard,
remember it's a disaster.
it impacts everything.
Absolutely. And speaking of expertise, let's talk about this team for a second
Okay.
because they are stacked. We're talking a combined 43 years of experience
Oh.
and 10, count them, 10 master certifications.
That's impressive.
Dr. Maruf, the lead dentist, he trained at Temple and Nova Southeastern.
Those are big names.
I did a little digging, and from what I gathered, he's kind of a rock star when it comes to dental implants, especially in those really complex cases.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's that combination of top-tier credentials and a real genuine commitment to patient well-being, you know?
Yeah.
It's that feeling of knowing you're in capable hands, both technically and emotionally, that makes all the difference, especially for folks who may have had, shall we say, a less than ideal dental experience in the past.
Right. So they clearly value experience, expertise, but they're not afraid of innovation either. One thing that really caught my eye,
Yeah, call me.
their commitment to using mercury-free fillings
Okay.
and metal-free crowns.
That's big. It really speaks to this larger trend, wouldn't you say, of patients taking a more, I don't know, proactive role in their healthcare. People are just more aware these days about the, you know, what they're putting into their bodies.
Of course.
And that includes dental materials. It's
Yeah.
not just about, you know, just
Right.
fixing the tooth anymore.
Right.
It's about approaching it in a way that aligns with the patient's overall, you know, their
Yeah.
health
It's
philosophy.
about the bigger picture.
Exactly.
And they offer pretty much everything you could possibly need. Implants, extractions, emergency care, you name it. They even have those fancy 3D imaging systems.
What I find really interesting here is how they seem to be bridging this gap, right, between that cutting-edge technology
Okay, yeah.
and that personal touch that we were talking about earlier. It's not just about having the shiniest new tools.
Right.
It's about utilizing those tools to create a better experience overall.
So we've got the experience, we've got the expertise, we've got the innovation. But do they actually walk the walk?
That's the real question, right?
Let's talk about some of these patient experiences. There's this one story about a guy named Andy who was pretty nervous about going to a new dentist.
Who isn't, right?
I mean, it's like finding a new hairdresser. It's a big deal. You just never know.
You're taking a chance. It's a gamble.
So Andy walks into Orlando Dental Center, right, a little bit on edge, understandably so. And he's greeted by Iris and Angel, two of their staff members.
All right.
And they just took the time to, chat with him a little bit, put him at ease.
Nice.
By the time he actually sat down in the dentist's chair, he said most of his anxiety had just melted away.
You know, we really do underestimate the power of just those small interactions, those little moments.
Yeah.
It's about cultivating that environment where people feel seen, you know, heard.
Like a human.
Exactly. Not just like, you know,
A number.
a name on a chart,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And that's something that really came through for me in, you know, digging through all of this material.
Yeah.
This idea that Orlando Dental Center, they're really making a conscious effort to create a more humane, a more approachable dental experience.
It's like they're taking a page out of the Cheers playbook, Like you want to go where everybody knows your name.
I love that.
But it's not just about first impressions either. I was reading through some patient testimonials,
Always a good time.
and there's one that really stuck with me. It was from a woman named Deborah,
Okay.
and she raved about how thorough the hygienist was, obviously,
Yeah.
but also just how Dr. Maruf, he really took the time to explain everything, answer her questions.
He's got that human touch we were talking about.
And even cracked a few jokes along the way, you know, trying to lighten the mood.
And that's huge because, let's be honest, nobody actually enjoys, like, the actual procedures, right?
No, not really.
But it's that trust factor. When you trust your dentist, you feel like they're truly invested in your well-being. It changes the whole experience.
Right.
It becomes less about, you know, enduring something you have to get done and more about actively participating in your own oral health.
It's like they're shifting the whole paradigm from dread and discomfort, right?
Yes.
To, okay, this is important and I'm in good hands.
Precisely. And that shift, the little shift in perspective, it has ripple effects.
Oh, I bet.
It empowers patients to take charge of their dental care, to actually ask questions and to address those small issues before they become, you know,
major problems.
Exactly.
And speaking of being proactive,
yes,
we can't forget about Orlando Dental Center's commitment to the community. They're out there doing school programs, teaching kids about dental hygiene, offering free screenings.
That's fantastic.
They're not just treating problems when they arise. They're trying to prevent them from happening in the first place.
That's a sign of a practice that's really invested in the long-term health of their community. It's recognizing that oral health, it's all connected, you know?
It really is.
It's a vital part of overall well-being.
And it's funny you should mention that because in some of their future plans, they were talking about potentially partnering with local organizations
mm-hmm.
to provide dental care to underserved populations, which I thought was really cool.
That's amazing.
And they were also talking about incorporating more, I guess you could call them holistic health practices, like aromatherapy, mindfulness techniques into their treatments.
No, that's fascinating. They're really leaning into this idea of treating the whole person, aren't they? Not just the teeth.
Right. And they're not slowing down when it comes to technology either. They're exploring laser dentistry techniques, digital smile design software. It's like they're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible in dentistry these days.
Which is so exciting to see. It speaks to that mindset of continuous improvement. They're not content to just rest on their laurels, you know?
Right.
They're actively looking for ways to improve patient care and really stay at the forefront of their field.
You know, it's funny. When you look at all of these different pieces together, the experience, the expertise, the innovation, their commitment to the community, their vision for the future, it's really quite compelling. It feels like they're really trying to create something different, something special.
It does, doesn't it? And it really makes you wonder, in this day and age, when healthcare can often feel so impersonal, so transactional, how do we encourage more practices to embrace this more patient-centered, holistic approach?
That's a good question.
What can we learn from what Orlando Dental Center is doing? What can we take away from their model?
You know, it's like we get so caught up in just, you know, life and everything that we forget how important it is to find those healthcare providers that really, you know,
click with you.
Yeah, the ones that really get you and get what you're all about. And especially when it comes to something as important as our health, I don't know about you, but I feel like we deserve more than just like a quick fix, you know?
100%. It's about feeling empowered to make those decisions about your own body and your own health. And that takes trust, right?
Oh, yeah.
That open line of communication. And that's something that Orlando Dental Center, they seem to really get that.
It seems like it. I mean, it's one thing to have a fancy website with all the right buzzwords, but I have to say, based on what we've seen here,
yeah,
they really do seem to walk the walk.
They do. And it's like that old saying, right? People may not remember exactly what you said, but
oh, I know this one.
They'll always remember how you made them feel. And it sounds like Orlando Dental Center has that down to a science.
Totally. This idea of just making people feel valued and heard and like they genuinely matter. I don't know. It's
powerful.
It's refreshing. It really makes you think, though, what if this approach, this idea of putting the human element back into healthcare, what if it wasn't just some nice little perk?
Right.
What if it was actually essential?
It's a question worth asking. I mean, think about it. The world is only becoming more digital,
mm-hmm.
you know, more automated.
All the time.
And as that happens, that genuine human connection, that empathy,
mm-hmm.
it becomes even more important. And that's something to really keep in mind, you know, not just when you're choosing a dentist.
Yeah.
But really in all aspects of life.